So the concept is to create a community of artists who will, by bringing awareness to the artist's work, we're also bringing these children's projects that we're creating around the world, these art programs for children in developing nations, we're bringing that into the mix. So Ground Arts is kind of a meeting place for both artists who are, you know, emerging or in, you know, fledgling stages of their careers or mid-career artists. And we're also just trying to bring in the, share the agenda of children and trying to give them the same, you know, to try and give those the same privileges to be able to live, you know, to work creatively and also to encourage them to find creative solutions to their own situations in the countries that their own countries.
Hi there, I'm Chris Ritke, and this is Art of the Call at artofthecall.com, sponsored by EntryThingy at EntryThingy.com. For this episode, I spoke with Kevin O'Hanlon and Kelly Warman. Kevin is owner of Rogue Space Chelsea, a project and art exhibition space in West Chelsea, New York, on the web at chelseagalleryspace.com. Kevin recently started Ground Arts with co-founder Kelly Warman, designed to leverage the gallery space that they have to help children in developing nations, on the web at groundarts.org.
Concept kind of came into play when I went down to Haiti. And to there's an orphanage there run by a friend of mine, Mike Fideli, who created the orphanage about 12 years ago. It was destroyed in the earthquake, and so he asked me if I could get in touch with like artists and basically our gallery list and ask for donations to support the curriculum there and to basically to keep the school running. I really wasn't into that idea of just almsgiving. I didn't think that was a very empowered approach, but what I did offer was to bring painting supplies and canvases to the school to paint with them and then to paint with the children who had never painted before, literally on the rubble of their destroyed school, to bring those paintings back to our gallery in New York and have an auction of them and bring the proceeds back to school and rebuild the school, which is what effectively we did. We made maybe $40,000, and in that first sale, and we have other things, ongoing efforts to raise money with that project, and with a view just to expanding the program, we're going to buy land in this particular project in Haiti, and create a sustainable community for the kids so that they have a place to go and trade schools, for instance, so that they have a place to go once they get out of this orphanage, which brings you up to about 13, 14 years old. They really don't have a job situation, job market to go to. So it's kind of you hit walls. So the project now is, the focus is to move ahead of them and try and build, create some industries, create some trade schools and you know, networks of employment for these kids and try and also a food production network to actually grow, to, you know, set up a sustainable farming community so that they have a food source right basically in their school. So that's the project in Haiti. And then, so that has gone so well. We also, one of the major components of that project is that we were able to create a secondary aftermarket project with the children's artwork. So we were, in this case, we actually made scarves. We connected with the very, the second biggest clothing manufacturers in the world, TMS Fashion. They work throughout Asia. And they offered to make these beautiful cashmere scarves, these very, very high, best quality in the world cashmere scarves, 6 feet by 4 feet, gigantic, beautiful art objects, basically, with the full image, 6 images actually, that were selected from the 208 paintings that we originally painted with the kids. They were manufactured and are out in the world now. We had we just made $40,000 more with one sale of those scarves to Condé Nast, who bought them as their corporate gifts over the holidays. So we're hoping to bring that model to other countries. The next one we have that we're focusing in on is Dhaka in Bangladesh. It's basically, it's all about building awareness, building a community, and within that community, just building awareness for being able to push artists forward in their lives and to push kids forward in what they're doing. So it's to bridge that gap, which very often is not addressed. And in trying in a healthy, fun, communal and supportive way to try and, rather than asking people for money, rather than it being an almsgiving scenario, it's like we're trying to create an empowering scenario where that, the artists are inspired. If artists can be, maybe not committed to they're obviously trying their art out, but might have reservations or trepidations about the next move for them and stalled somewhat or creatively hitting blocks and all of the things that creative people will face. So the give back when we report back from these projects is actually very much to give back to those group of artists or anybody who comes upon the organization. It's like that, these kids have got nothing, and they're look at what they're creating, and look at what we've been able to do with it, with some creative marketing and some dedication and energy to be able to see that it's possible for kids who have never painted before in their lives, for them to be able to make it. What we're bringing to the table more so with this iteration of online competitions is bringing winning artists as a prize. We would bring them to the kids' projects and have them work with the kids, and I would make a documentary of that process and put that up on the site. So that's like a prize winner. Because I really like the idea of that because it connects, it's very connective. It's like so that, you have two, three versions of that, two, three projects, and it's like, people, that really to me is seeing the concept in motion, where, successful winning artists are, giving back to the community, giving back and helping kids. And that kind of, and it also, it's a very fulfilling type of, a reward for artists to be in, be in a position to do that. So I think that is, one of the ways that we can, every single time you do that, it's a prize, of course, for the artist, but it's also huge awareness for the individual projects that we're trying to assist with. So the use of media, that's always been strong here. We make films about artists, going back for many years. So the use of media in terms of showing progress is like a key and central point to the concept of Bound Arts. It's like being able to, I think it's essential, and I think it's the thing that's most lacking in a lot of efforts is people, there's a huge, huge effort in terms of raising money, and then the effort seems to trail off in terms of just reporting back into what the hell happened with the money. So I think it's a wiser business move to be able to be fully accountable. It's like they get comfortable with the concept like that, with an organization like that. It's like you're working at a grassroots level, and if you raise, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, it's like take footage of exactly what happened with that $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, and go back, and then you establish a trust, and that it helps, move forward. Actually making sure that you spend as much time as you spent on raising funds and awareness is like to report back on the progress that has been made, because that is an inspiration and to everybody and a tribute and a thank you to people who were involved, and establishes routes for future projects.
This particular show, since it was our first show for Ground Arts, I did studio visits with artists that I knew of, but one artist was actually a winner from a past Jury Show. So those people were from, you know, New York and Connecticut and basically the tri-state area here on the East Coast. We have one artist from Sweden, but she's living in New York now. But as far as moving forward, we're trying to, for the other curated exhibitions, we're trying to actually pull from the pool of people that sign up for the competition. So if you sign up for the competition, then, you know, you get your work seen by a lot of different people. But if we can include you in the theme of our next show, you know, we'd be happy to do that. And those people from the competitions come from all over the world. Well, I think a lot of different kinds of people come to the openings here. I think a lot of them are artists or critics or people who are interested in the I Am Haiti project. It really ranges. Then you have your people that aren't in the arts and don't know anything about the I Am Haiti project that come because a friend is coming or they just heard about it or somebody else. I mean, it really could be anybody who comes to these shows, but the people that I know that come, my friends and what they're normally other artists and people in the art world. I think a lot of people are pulled in for the exhibition here because of the quality of the artwork. And then they find out later that, you know, all the proceeds go on our end as our gallery commission is completely tax deductible and a donation to I Am Haiti, that they find out, oh, wow, that's great. You know, all the gallery commission goes directly towards this great project. But then there are people, too, that I think, you know, hear about the I Am Haiti project and Ground Arts and what we kind of do on the other end with the kids and everything that also want to come and support and see the work that's, you know, being exhibited here. So I think, you know, a little bit of both. I think it depends on what you want when you come to an opening. Like for us, we try to keep it as much about the art as we possibly can. You know, we have a sponsor for this show. We had a sponsor from a place in Brooklyn called the General Green, which is this great little restaurant, and they were kind enough to sponsor the wine. So with a situation like that, you know, we don't put out a tip jar. We don't, you know, like a lot of places in New York now are actually charging or asking for a drink donation. So we didn't do that. So we kind of try and keep it to like a couple glasses of wine per person. But as far as the community, goes, I think that, you know, a lot of people like to come here because we try to keep it very much about the artist. It's not, you know, a pretentious space. I think it's very welcoming for a lot of people. In New York, a lot of times when you walk into a gallery or an opening or something, there's this kind of pretentious air going on, and I don't think that people feel that way at all when they walk in this space. I think they feel comfortable, and, you know, everybody's friendly here. Everybody's always welcoming, and we're all always willing to talk to, you know, anybody about the art or about the process or about ground arts or, you know, we're pretty much open to conversation about anything. So I think that's part of what draws people to the space.
This was Art of the Call at artofthecall.com, sponsored by Entry Thingy at entrythingy.com. Music by PITX, Hard Moon. I'm Chris Ritke.